Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
You know, for years, Eddie Fisher sang that song, The Late Eddie Fisher, and he was successful in a good part of his career, and drugs and other things killed him. But I have to say, after my father died, I get choked up with tears in my eyes every time I heard that song. I'm able not to do that right now, but you know, if you're like I am and have a family attachment like that, I mean, there's very little pain that reaches that level, but there's also the fabulous memories. Okay, before I get too nostalgic and get into a subject that we're not doing this segment, let me introduce, at this point, my good friend Gary Silverman. He's been on now for with his wonderful company, Blue Prairie Group, in Chicago, with offices in other cities. He's the managing partner, the chief investment officer. And all I'm recommending you do, and all I'm asking you to do, is go to blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. You've been getting such great advice, and Gary will continue to offer that advice as I welcome you. Gary, again, it's always a pleasure on the third Wednesday of every month.
Thank you, Stu. The pleasure is mine. And let me just say, happy early Thanksgiving to you and to everyone listening.
Oh, thank you. And the same goes to you and your family and that great crew you have over there at Blue Prairie Group. I want to open up with I try to tell it like it is. I wasn't familiar with the term robo-advisors or automated investment platforms in any great detail. Of course, now I know what they are, but could you tell people what they are? Because I would guess that a lot of people are in my boat. You don't often hear that terminology thrown around.
Happy to do that. So the term robo-advisor is really more of an inside industry term, and I apologize for the jargon. It comes into the sort of broad category of financial advice technology that's out there. You know, it's the culmination of the sort of Amazonification or Googleification of the investment advice industry, where a lot of the work that advisors do is being attempted to be done via algorithm. And one of the big ways that you see that is in the investment portfolio management. You take a standard portfolio that is based on, you know, a high-level risk profile allocated among a bunch of different mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, and it's automatically rebalanced. When you think about that process, you don't need a lot of human intervention. In fact, what the quote-unquote robo-advisors, these automated investment platforms, have shown is you don't really need any human platform. So they're out there. They really came to light after the financial crash in 2008. gaining a lot of traction and are very popular with the, you know, younger set, the sort of 25 to 40-year-old investor, much more so than the sort of established investor.
I mean, kind of a poor analogy, but one that I'm thinking, is this can this be equated to driverless cars?
To some extent, yes. There are a lot of interesting analogies that could be made. I think the people in the robo-advisor, we'll call it that. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but the people in that industry would say it's like the travel agency market, where you had all these people doing, you know, helping you plan your travel, and now they're all but extinct because everyone does it online. That would be the analog that they would put forth. I don't think that analog works quite right either. But yeah, it's that driverless car, self-service, do-it-yourself kind of thing. When I was in business school, I had a professor, Clay Christensen, who's written some wonderful books, and I highly recommend any and all of them. He's a great writer, a great thinker. But one of the books he wrote was about disruptive technologies, where these upstart companies would target a small, unprofitable segment of the market that the established industry was overlooking or ignoring or didn't find profitable, et cetera. Then these companies would come in and service that little unprofitable, ignored niche and grow their technology, grow their competence, and slowly move up market. You see that in cars. You know, when Toyota first came on the scene, they were targeting the very low-end, inexpensive kind of car that the U.S. car makers weren't interested in. They improved their quality over time, took on more and more of the market. That's kind of what robo-advisors are doing. They're targeting the part of the industry, the very low net worth, tech-savvy young investor that the rest of the industry doesn't find profitable. And they're working with that client base. So it's an interesting development that I think does bear keeping an eye on.
So you're talking about basically younger people. It's geared for them. They have a simple portfolio or are just starting out, and they don't have much experience. That is the prime demographic, correct?
That's exactly you've phrased it better than I did, but yes, that's the exact prime demographic of the robo-advisors. But let me just add one word to that. Currently, okay, because there is no doubt in my mind that these automated advice platforms have their eyes set on, you know, moving upstream and thinking that they can work with larger, more sophisticated, more complicated portfolios. I'm not sure that I agree with that. I think that over time, what you'll see is the established industry. Companies like Blue Prairie Group, but, you know, the many, many thousands of others like us out there that will adopt the technology and incorporate it into the human-delivered advice platform. So you'll end up getting the best of both worlds, a cyborg, if you will, as opposed to a robo.
So go ahead.
But what you said is exactly the current target. I think you said exactly right.
So how do you go about, I mean, there are a lot of robo-advisors. I mean, I would think Charles Schwab would be one of the big names out there. But how do you go, I mean, is this like buying a car, buying a suit, buying a home? How do you pick one?
Interesting question. And honestly, I never have. So it's a question that I will speculate on in terms of how people actually pick robos, for their own use. I would speculate it's a lot like how they pick their brokerage firm that they might currently be using, as opposed to buying a car where there's a lot of very well-understood needs that the buyer has and preferences that the buyer is aware of what their own preferences are. When it comes to investing platforms, people generally don't know even what questions to ask. They don't really know how they feel about risk, though they do these risk questionnaires, but people don't really know until they live through a 2008 or a 2000 type crisis. So my guess is it's mostly based on brand name, on referrals, recommendations from friends or other, you know, trusted colleagues at work or whatever. That would be my guess, which is probably one of the reasons why, even though they were very late to the party, relatively speaking, Schwab and Vanguard are the two largest robo-advisors out there, even though they're not standalone. They, the power of their brand name, the power of their ability to integrate with everything else that they offer. So those are the two biggest right now by assets. But interestingly, you know, they weren't the first, so they were very late to the party, and they're not standalone. So that's probably how people will pick them, you know, based on the brand name and that type of thing.
How fast is this kind of investing growing? I mean, is this the kind of new West Coast offense when you talk about football? You know, there's always a new formation. Is that is this the new fad?
It's growing quite a lot. They're already, you know, the expectation is by 2020, these quote-unquote robos are going to be advising, managing, call it what you will, upwards of $8 trillion of, you know, retail wealth management type portfolios.
All right, we got
that
a break.
That's about 10% of the industry, which isn't, you know, dominating, but it's certainly significant.
All right, we have to break. We'll be right back. This is Lou Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
All right, our final segment of the morning. And rejoining us, it's always such a great pleasure. I really look forward to these third Wednesdays of every month. I mean, that's not all I look forward to. I'd be in a hopelessly miserable situation. So that's not all I look forward to. But I really do enjoy having on Gary Silverman, a wealth of information, a company with an outstanding reputation, outstanding. And if you want to find out more about them, you're going to have to go to blueprairiegroup.com. So as we return, Gary, can you give us some of the pros and cons of these systems, and what doesn't this that is robo advisors, what don't they accomplish?
Well, absolutely. There's certainly things they do really well that computers do well, like automating the paperwork process and enabling greater self-service by the client, and that's something that people want more of these days. So those are great things that the robos have brought to the industry, but they still are one-size-fits-all type solutions. Yeah, they're customized based on the algorithms, but they're only as good as the algorithm. So that's an issue, and they don't deal well with more sophisticated issues like you're a corporate executive and you've got restricted stock. How should the portfolio deal with the fact that you've got this very large, important stock holding? Or tax situations, how does your current tax situation or your changing tax situation from year to year affect the portfolio in terms of realizing gains or things like that? So those are some things that we believe you really need a human to help with.
You brought up algorithms twice. I think maybe if you make a little note on a future show here, you should really discuss the importance and the significance of algorithms. We're not going to do it today. I'd rather, since you introduced the topic of tax changes, I'd like to have you address that. And it depends on which side of the political spectrum you listen to. I don't care if the rich are exonerated and supposedly they're going to be taxed, but there's a lot of propaganda going on here. And, you know, my philosophy has always been, if everybody can benefit, the lower class, the middle class, and those people in that 1 or 2% can still benefit by virtue of tax deductions. And a lot of them have them anyway. They don't have to pay them. I'm for everyone making money, and it's those people at the top who are creating opportunities. It's like Trump once said, why should I hire the worst people when I can hire the best? I'll let you pick it up on that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. One of the sort of mental questions, you know, or challenges I always pose to people is, Would you rather a situation where the gap between the rich and the poor is higher, but the poor, in terms of absolute levels, is also higher, or a situation in which the gap is really low, but the poor are actually not doing as well? So what is it that you're really concerned about? Are you concerned about how well the poor and the middle class are doing, or are you concerned about the gap? Because if you're concerned about the gap, I would argue you're concerned about the wrong thing. It really is about, well, how well are we all doing on average, and including, you know, the average by median, not by mean. So I think it's interesting. I think this, the House and the Senate plans, and there's no tax bill passed yet. There's not even a single reconciled bill yet. So it's hard to really talk about what it's going to be. But everybody, I shouldn't say everybody benefits, most people benefit. The people who are going to be harmed are high-income working folks in high-tax states. So upper-middle-class, entry-level rich, if you will. It depends on how way you define that line. But the basic middle class and the lower echelons of the tax brackets are actually going to do well under both the Senate and the House bill. The truly wealthy are going to be sort of at a push. It's not going to be significant one way or the other. So I think it's a very fair bill. It's fiscally, the two bills are fiscally responsible, really providing most of the benefit to the working poor and the true working middle class. So I think it accomplishes the goals that everybody wants if the politics could be put aside.
Yeah, well, that's never going to happen. And I don't want to get into my political position. You are aware of it. My listeners are aware of it. But there are many people in the country who are looking for their own salvation, preserving their own jobs, satisfying their own constituency, who will put that way before this country. And that is at the highlight of my anger. Reducing
the... Well, no, go. Yeah, it's not just if they could put aside their own constituency, because they are in Congress, in the Senate, to represent their constituency. What gets my goat is when it's the demagoguery of, we hate what you're saying because you're saying it. Right? If someone else had come up with this plan, maybe we wouldn't be as opposed to it. But because you're saying it, it's got to be benefiting the wealthy, and you hate the middle class, obviously, based on this. You know, that's what I think just creates havoc in Washington, that sort of attitude of demagoguery.
Well, yeah, well put. And I think consolidating on the different class taxes, I mean, this is truly would be revolutionary. Congratulations, Donald Trump, for hammering away at it. And it would also create an opportunity to just fill out a simple postcard. Can you imagine on your personal taxes filling out a postcard? I mean, I can't believe it. They finally got to this point.
If they can get to that point, I will be ecstatic, because the complications of the current tax code is just nothing short of, I was going to say extraordinary, but that actually paints too bright a picture. It's an abomination. What, 75,000 pages? It's not some weird thing like that. It's just, it's crazy to think that that's what people ought to be spending their time and money on.
All right. We're going to have to kind of grow on both these topics that we did today, and we got plenty of time to do it. But unfortunately, not today. So I want to thank you, as always, Gary, for coming on. It's a pleasure. BluePrairieGroup.com. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow. And by the way, for those asking, the Victor Davis Hanson one-hour interview I did last Thursday on the Second World Wars. He's America's foremost military historian. We're going to have to replay it because I'm getting a million emails on
this
it.
This is a... I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Group and the Reagan Legacy Foundation. You know, when I'm in Boston or when I want to be on radio, I'm with Stu Taylor. You should be with Stu also. Have a great day.
They say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this world, and
All right, I want to say joining us right now, I am absolutely thrilled to have on Jason Fuselier, and his last name is spelled F-U-S-E-L-I-E-R. He is with Fuselier and Associates Financial. I want to give you the website even before we begin. It's F as in funny, A-F, again as in funny, help.com. And if you're a company, I want to tell you that if debt is an issue, you may want to try them. I never used the company. I've never been in debt. But I do want to say that that the company has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And I think that's quite an accomplishment. They've assisted more than thousands of companies. All right. With that opening, could you be a little specific? First of all, welcome, Jason. And tell us what your company does and with whom you specialize.
Sure. Well, first off, Stu, I want to thank you for having me on the show. Fuselier Associates Financial, we're a national company. We specialize in financial consulting, cash flow management, and corporate turnarounds. And we do this by restructuring any kind of company, whether small company, medium company, any kind of debt issue or payable issue that they have. We do both secured and unsecured debt. So the philosophy behind the secured debt is usually a company, think either construction, agriculture, they have some sort of piece of equipment that they just need to use to operate, to stay in business. They're falling behind on that note. Obviously, the note's secured by the equipment, so we go in there and we restructure that debt to make it easier for the client to service. Thereby, they keep the equipment, they stay in business, and the note holder continues to get paid even though that note might now be amortized over a longer period of time. If it's unsecured debt, the main goal there is try to obviously reduce that payable down as far as possible while setting up a payment plan that works within our client's financial capable means. So everything we do revolves around our client's financials. We try to put a plan in place that is specific to them. Our process is not one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter process at all. It's very case-specific, and our job is really to tell our client's story, you know, really what kind of issues that they've had to bring them to this point in time and why they need that debt either reduced or restructured.
Does this go across the board? You happen to mention equipment, but do you cover publicly traded companies in most areas?
Yeah, I mean, we do. I mean, there hasn't been an industry that we haven't worked in. Every client's different. The vast majority of our clients, of course, they're having debt issues. But we've had clients come to us before in the past and say, "Hey, listen, I am getting sued over this particular debt by either a client or a vendor. I can pay it." There is a dispute there, and, it's more important to me to carry on a good relationship with this particular vendor, supplier, client, et cetera, than to sit here and litigate it for 3 years and then ruin the relationship. And we also know, in the end, this is a more cost-efficient, our service is more of a cost-efficient service to them, than just outright hiring an attorney to litigate, which is something they don't want to do. So they'll come to us and pretty much have us play a middleman to broker some sort of agreement between the two parties as well. So, that's another scenario that we come into quite a bit.
How serious is the situation out there? You have a perspective on it. You know, you get all kinds of conflicting data on the economy and what's happening. I'm not going to project my personal feelings in here, which I think are moving more positive. But how serious an issue, how big an issue is this? And are more companies or less companies dealing with debt now than before?
Well, Steve, I would tell you this. I think when it comes to small business, you know, our company is definitely on the front line because we deal with them every day. And I would think that the data that we see that comes out with job reports and the economy, I think big business is doing great. I think small business is still struggling, and I'll tell you why. I think, you know, since 2008, the downturn of the markets then, a lot of the traditional liquidity that small businesses turn to dried up. Big banks, they don't lend to small business anymore unless you have a tangible asset that you can use to secure, you know, secure the loan. So, you know, pretty much out of nowhere, that's kind of led to the industry of cash advances popping up overnight, which is one of the more dangerous trends that we see on a daily basis. Small businesses are turning more and more to cash advances, which isn't necessarily a huge problem as long as you stick to one and don't take out another until that one's paid off. But the problem is that a lot of these smaller businesses are taking out three, four, or five cash advances at a time, which is commonly referred to as stacking, and they just can't keep up. You know, traditionally, cash advances, their cost of capital significantly higher than you know, a traditional bank loan. So most of the time you're paying bare minimum 30% is your cost of capital on the advances, and I've seen over 100%.
Let me jump Let me jump in here if I could, because I want to make sure we get through this interview covering these questions. And first here, what piece of advice would you give to business owners struggling with debt?
Okay, twofold. The first one is, if you start to see a downward progression, you're starting to fall behind on one debt, get in front of it. Do not wait. Unfortunately, a lot of times people get scared and they don't do anything about the situation until they have no choice, which usually means they're either getting sued or they have a judgment. If you start right at the first problem of a sign, you can get ahead of the lawsuits, get ahead of the judgments, which in the long run is going to help preserve personal credit scores, business credit scores, and just business relationships. And you're going to get better results, because once it goes through a lawsuit, they're also going to ask for their attorney fees, interest, court costs. Your debt goes up. The next piece of advice is, a lot of times once people start falling behind on payments, they get a little short-sighted and they only want to pay the creditor that is screaming at them the loudest. They want to cherry pick who they're paying. And that's not the way to address it, because the problem is you're going to pay a creditor this month, get him happy, but then next month you might have two or three more that come screaming at you, and you paid pretty much all the money that you have at the end of the month to the one creditor to make him happy. You really need to sit down, take a deep breath, analyze the entire situation, see how much money you have at the end of the month, and then once you get to that point, that amount of money has to address your entire situation, right? If you got one creditor you're falling behind on, okay, great. But usually we find if you have one creditor you're falling behind on, you either have two or three, or you're about to have two or three right behind them. So really, you know, take the time to really analyze the entire situation and address the debt problem as a whole and not just one creditor at a time.
Jason, what do you see as the most dangerous trend currently? I mean, trends change. Obviously, that's why they're defined as trends. But what are you seeing in terms of any dangerous trends with small business owners right now?
Sure. That's what I was kind of touching on a little bit before. The most dangerous trend we see out there right now is small business owners stacking cash advances.
That is the most serious one. Are there others?
You know, really that one right now, to be quite honest, we see that one putting more and more small businesses in it, really a big issue, a lot of trouble more than anything else. You know, my advice to be is if you're going to do a cash advance, only take out one before you take out another. Do your homework, because there are cash advances out there where, you know, there's the cost of capital are significantly cheaper than others. And I would also say if you can find a cash advance that does not require you to sign a confession of judgment, definitely go that route.
I didn't realize how specific this answer would be, but I guess you've pretty much covered that twice during the interview. Are there any similarities between resolving debt and commercial? We've got about less than a minute. Any okay. similarities you see in resolving commercial debt with personal debt?
Well, you know, let me first say we do strictly commercial. Now, we do a lot of times small business. You're going to have a personal guarantee, but that's still considered the business commercial debt. You know, it's still the same philosophy. The only problem is cash flow is quite a bit different with personal and commercial debt. So usually with personal debt, it's going to take you a little bit longer to right the ship, so to speak, and get out of it versus commercial because you have a little bit more cash flow that you can work with there at the end of the month.
All right, perfect timing. You anticipated that closing music here, and I wish we had longer, but hopefully we'll have you back.
Oh, definitely. Jason, I had a great time, Stu.
Well, I loved it, too, and I think our audience got a lot of help. Jason Fuselier, and it's spelled Fuselier, F-U-S-E-L-I-E-R, Fuselier and Associates. Go up on FAFHelp.com. A pleasure.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
For so many younger years, in my younger years, I loved horror movies. Can't stand it. You know, that I like, and it's not exactly what this book is about by any means, The Net with Sandra Bullock, Tom Cruise in The Firm. I love espionage thrillers. Now, I've got one right here, and I started to go through it. I'll tell you, I had to stop because I can't sit and read this book right now. But it is beautifully written. It is intriguing. The name of it is The Erickson Connection. And it's written by Barry L. Becker. And it's published by Create Space. You all know how to get it right now. And let's find out about a little more about Barry and what's behind the book. Barry, nice to have you on. Congratulations on what looks to be a great book.
Well, thank you very much, Stu.
Is there anything in your background that led you to write this that qualified you? I know we don't need qualifications to write.
Well, I spent 6 years as a vice president of international sales and marketing for a high-tech biometrics company from 1984 to 1991. And our technology was the iRetina technology, which positively identified individuals by their unique iRetinal pattern in order to access sensitive facilities. So over that period of time, I set up the International Distributor Network, traveled extensively, like 500,000 miles in that period, and we called on our major customers were intelligence agencies, ministries of defense and interior, defense contractors, nuclear power plants, and major banks. So I had a lot of exposure in presenting the technology and hopefully with the success. Excuse me, the success of the presentation with our distributors, we consummated orders.
Give us an overview of what this book is about without spilling the beans, without telling us too much. Better that you do it than I do it.
Okay, well, this is it's basically a spy action thriller about betrayal, corruption, conspiracy, murder, terrorism, and redemption. And the hero is Mark Erickson. He's a former Navy SEAL Team 6 platoon leader, and at the conclusion of his tour in Afghanistan with an elite Tier 1 team from the Joint Special Operations Command, he resigns his commission, and over the next several years, He works for three defense contractors, maintaining his top secret security clearance while concealing his post-traumatic stress disorder. And then the opportunity presents itself in 2009 when the CIA receives actionable intelligence about a wealthy Saudi terrorist mastermind who wants to attack the United States with nuclear weapons. But the terrorist mastermind feels that he really needs a encrypted biometrics communication system in order to coordinate his efforts with his sleeper cell operatives in the United States. And there's only one company that does it in the world. It's classified. It's only sold to the Department of Defense and the intelligence community. So this is the system that he wants, and it's out of Oregon. It's called ID4 Systems, and he finds out that Mark Erickson is the major executive vice president of the company who's been in touch with the intelligence community, and he tasks him for Operation Avenging Eagles to sabotage the terrorist mastermind's plans to wipe out three American cities.
Let's hold it there because I don't want you to give away too much of the book. It is intriguing. There's no doubt about it. What was the biggest challenge? What was the most difficult part of writing this book?
Well, the biggest challenge, one major challenge was to learn more about post-traumatic stress disorder. And I did research and I contacted a psychologist that treated, in this case, Army Special Forces and Delta Force for PTSD. But the other situation presented itself, and I had to do a lot of research on the locations, and I did visit those locations in Europe in particular. And I think the invasion of Iraq created the situation because the preemptive unilateral invasion of Iraq, which was based on half-truths, fabricated intelligence, and outright lies, and the occupation created a lot of hatred toward the United States. And therefore, when I was doing my research, I found there was a lot of corruption with several defense contractors. There was major congressional hearings. And so when our government unfortunately dismantled the Iraqi military, it created a vacuum in that part of the world because it was a bulkhead against Iran. And so it also created the schism between the Shiites and the Sunnis. So this is one of the reasons why a lot of the people that were in the Iraqi military turned to Al-Qaeda, and many years later, some of them became part of ISIS.
Right. Barry, what's next? This sounds like it could be a sequel.
Yes, I'm working on the Erickson Vendetta, and that probably will be coming out early next year.
All right. Well, we'll stay tuned for that. Again, put this on my recommendation list. The Erickson Connection, Barry L. Becker. You'll definitely want to read it. Barry, it's been a pleasure, informative, and highly educational having you on this morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Stu. And you
All
know
right.
it's available.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everybody knows where to get the books. CreateSpace is the publisher. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,